The Iraqi government has declared the city of Mosul liberated from ISIS after 9 months of heavy fighting. While life is returning to parts of the city, there is little celebration in its western neighborhoods. They were the last to be liberated, and civilians are discovering the devastation left behind. NPR's Jane Araf reports from Mosul.
Well, in Maqbara, I'm walking with Manal down these streets that used to be her neighborhood. Mosul is gone, she's telling me. And everywhere you look, there's destruction. There isn't a single house standing here. We're weaving our way between exploded cars. The street itself is broken. And we're walking over rubble.
The rubble is the broken concrete blocks of her house and the houses of her neighbors. Manal Idris can't believe what she's seeing.
She's saying, come and see Mosul, come and see what's happened to it. This used to be a place where visitors would come because it was so beautiful. And now she's saying, come and see what's happened to it. It's all destroyed. The
buildings, though, are the least of it. Manal has come back to find the body of her son, Fahad. She says he was beheaded by ISIS 2 months ago because her four brothers were policemen. A neighbor buried him in the garden.
Marwan Fadl.
In the garden, there are five graves, each covered with a pile of broken concrete. It turns out they're neighbors who were killed in an airstrike. Her son is buried somewhere else. Manal is inconsolable. She calls out to her dead son to tell her where he is. The Iraqi government has declared Mosul liberated. But you can still hear fighter jets and see smoke rising. They're not letting civilians come back to these neighborhoods because away from the cleared streets, there are unexploded bombs and bodies that haven't been recovered. Cats dart in and out of the ruins. Manal decides to wait and come back with a neighbor who buried her son. As we leave, the policeman with us tests a loaded revolver he found in one of the houses. Another policeman has found a musical instrument, missing most of its strings. He says they will have a party to celebrate the liberation. Their celebration is also tempered with sorrow. Several thousand security forces are believed to have been killed in the fight for Mosul. Don't let people forget our casualties, a soldier tells me. One of the officers says in his battalion of 800 men, half of them were either killed or wounded. At a civil defense base in West Mosul, families arrive to try to identify bodies. Faraz stands in the parking lot in front of a body bag as a worker zips it open. She recognizes her granddaughter Naba, who is 1.5, lying under the body of her daughter. Another daughter and four daughters-in-law were also killed. The civil defense workers here watch Prime Minister Abadi declare victory on television. The commander here says his workers have recovered more than 1,000 bodies in the last 3 months, most of them families and many of them killed in airstrikes. He's expecting many more bodies. There's relief here that the battle is almost over, but no celebration with so many people still in mourning. Jane Araf, NPR News, Mosul.